We're live again. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and we're live again. It is 7:57 a.m. and a little later than normal because, as we've talked about before, trash day. It's usually Friday, but the city of Philadelphia is behind by a day. And we'll talk about that a little bit in a second as part of our episode. But did that, got all that going, fed the kids, you know. That's what happens when you do a show later in the morning than not at exactly at 5 a.m. in the morning. And it actually shows in the number of views we get, because when I do my early show, I don't get as many views. So this is this 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a tactical and practical way. And I share things I've seen and debates on LinkedIn and comments from people and coaching sessions and stuff like that, mentoring, and just stuff we see, things, questions people give us. So, but we do this so that you can get your stuff done, bring value to the workplace quicker, go home to your family and friends, have some fun, not work the 60, 80 hour work weeks and enjoy life a little bit more. And that's why we do it, right? Get out of the cave. Everybody wants to work for crazy. I heard someone the other day talk about how this COVID and working from home is bleeding into everything. Well, Mike, stop it. Stop the bleeding. It's like put a Band-Aid on. Stop it. The only people who can stop that is you and I, ourselves, right? So I'm going to start with the trash topic, and then I'm going to talk about this because the trash is interesting. It may not be interesting. I don't know. So the trash department of Philadelphia for the past, I don't know, month long, ever since the protests and all that stuff got crazy, they've been behind on picking up the trash in the city of Philadelphia. Sometimes a day, sometimes two, three, four, an entire week. And one of the things I notice, and it's just like a Scrum team, it's just like a dev team, just like it's no different anywhere else. Every week, oh, we're just going to be a day behind, so put your trash out a day later every week. So it's gotten to the point where they have told the customer that we'll pick up the trash the next day, and they don't. They usually two or three days later. Because, like, for example, this past week we put the trash out on Saturday because they said do it a day later. It didn't get picked up until Tuesday, so it sat out there for 4 days. Maybe they don't count weekends. If they don't count weekends, then why they tell us to put trash on Saturday is my thought. I'd be happy to put it on Monday. So I suggested on Facebook or whatever they have, and my suggestion back to them was, why don't you take a week off, catch up with what you got to do, and then get back on schedule? Because what this does is by this every week, continuously every week, oh, we'll catch up next week. Oh, we'll give you... We're only a day behind. And every time you say that you're lying, it just pisses off the customer. The same thing applies to software and sprints. If you're telling the customer every day you're committing, your average velocity is, I'm just going to pick a number, 40 points. That's your average 40 points for the team. But every time you're telling the customer you're going to do 45 or 50 points every sprint, all that does is piss off the customer. At some point, they're never going to want to do business with you. If they find an excuse to drop you like a hat, they will drop you like a hat. So don't do that. Be open and honest. And this is a trust factor. There's no safety. Apparently, the streets department's management doesn't feel any safety whatsoever, because I would be happy. Just like we have blizzards and storms and hurricanes, just say, hey, this week, hold your trash. We'll be back to normal next week. Gives them time to catch up, get ahead of their thing, and be done with it. But this whole putting off every 2 weeks does not work. But the same thing goes with what you do as a team. This is why you look at your commitments. That's why you want to be pretty tight on your commitments in less than 10%. Like if you're committing to 40, okay, so you got 38. Well, that's not bad, you know. But you want to be within that 10% of what you got, right? So I just want to share that with you because it does apply. At some point, you have to be open. Take the pain, you know. I don't think the pain would be that bad if they would just say, look, we acknowledge we're behind. We're going to take this week, take this sprint, catch up with all the bugs, get them off the table so we're not playing these games with these bugs, get the code up to par. Maybe you do some refactoring the code, make sure you got some stuff going, maybe automate some things so that we don't fall behind like this. And you spend, and that's what that IP sprint's all about too, by the way, is to get all that automation that you figured. It would have been a lot easier if this was automated. It would have been a lot quicker. And then you do it during an IP sprint if you're unsafe. But people don't. They do other things. That's the whole purpose behind the IP sprint. It's not to do business coding. But, you know, what are you going to do? Anyway, but that's what happens when you tell your customer. They just get pissed off at you. And sooner or later, they're going to fire your ass. It's truth. All right. So what is wrong with this conversation? So I'm going to share a conversation I had this week. I'm not going to name names or anything, but I'm just going to go with through the conversation. And as we hit some things is where I'm curious. And I'm going to pause a little bit and see if you can think what's going wrong in this conversation. So I have a Scrum Master, BA, product owners, RTs. We're talking about why a team could not make commitments. What we just talked about before. Why are you always a day behind? What's going on? Right? So they can't make commitments. So here's the conversation. And your goal is to count the number of red flags or the problems. Scrum Master. We had stories, 10 points. We looked at them. So they're in the middle of the sprint. They had these 10-point stories that they stuck into the sprint backlog, and they agreed and committed to getting them done. And they said, we realized we didn't have enough information. So they have a couple stories that are like 10 points each in the backlog. And as they started working the stories, they realized they didn't have any information that they really needed to do the job. Got it? Okay. So what is that a violation of? Definition of ready. So they took these stories on, but the stories really weren't ready, and they were large stories. If I had a large story, I would kind of look at it a little more because that was going to take a big chunk of my sprint anyhow. You got to really look at those large stories and say, do we have enough information to really do that? A small story, it's not as a big deal. But if it's a 10-point story and you're bringing it into your sprint and you really don't examine it, come on, really? So there's an example. One, they don't know what the hell's in the story. They committed to something. They violated their definition already, right? So here's the next part. So in the middle of the sprint, we decided to make these stories analysis stories so they can go get the data and make them a 3-point each story. So they go from 10 points. They've realized they didn't have enough data. They turn them to, quote, analysis stories, and then mark them down to 3 points. Okay, so I'm going to pause there. What just happened? Anybody know? So they took a story, and stories are supposed to be deliverable code or product going out to customer, and they change it into analysis. What is the definition done for an analysis story? I don't know. Maybe they have a definition done. We had a conversation the other day about definition of ready, definition of done. You need a definition of done for every type of story you come up. So if you have a testing story, a dev story, and God forbid, an analysis story, then you need different definitions of done for those kind of stories so that we can all agree what the hell that means. I hate analysis stories, by the way. Sometimes they do them, and if it makes them happy, whatever, right? So, one, so they created this analysis story, which we said is like, but then you don't deliver products. So that's one of the things problem, right? So they reduced the points to 3 points. Okay, fine. Okay. So here's where I came in. So I'm like, listen to this conversation. And I'm coaching, I'm sitting there. Sometimes you have to ask questions. I go, okay, So you took a couple 10-point stories and reduced them 3 points. Okay, so why didn't you go to the backlog and bring more work in, since you're clearly your team said they could do more? So the idea, what I was saying, is that they had a whole velocity. I'm just going to say it's like 60 points. Let's say it's 60 points. They just took two big 10-point stories, which reduced their 60 down to 40 and make them 3 points. So it made them down to 46. So it's down to 46 points. It was 60 points. Now it's 46 points. So I ask them, well, why can't you bring in work? So I'm fine. Okay, if this is what really happened, things don't. But your team thinks they could do more work. They committed to a velocity based on, quote, empirical data, I hope. I doubt it. They didn't do it. But if they did, they would say, okay, we could normally do 60. Okay, product owner, this really wasn't ready. Do you have something else in the backlog for much to bring? We want to bring it in and work it so we can maintain our velocity and our throughput. Scrum Master. Okay, so you see where my question is. Scrum Master, we can't. Me, why? We have no backlog to pull from. That was the Scrum Master at the end. So they go to this whole thing. When the stories aren't ready, right? And so they pull in these big 10-point stories because they made them 10 points because of the risk and unknowns. Apparently there were so many unknowns they didn't have enough information to actually do the story in the first place. So they had to develop an analysis story. So they cut from 10 points each to 3 points. I ask them if they can bring on more work in the backlog. The answer is no. Why? Because we have no backlog. So that goes to another thing. So in this little conversation of about 2 minutes, established all these issues with this team, right? And what's going on. I'm like, really? I just want to know sometimes, what are these people thinking? Right. So it kind of leads. So there's no backlog. Right. So they took these stories and they weren't ready. Why they do that? Because that's all they had. They were desperate. They were desperate to bring it in. So anyway, so that was my story of what's wrong with this situation. You peel away the onion and start asking questions. And it's just problem after problem after problem. But you know what? They report out every week. Everything's good. You know why? Because they scramble and beat themselves in the head to achieve some goals. That's a terrible way of living, my personal opinion. I'm going to try to help them out if they're open to it. If they're not open to it, I can't help them. A lot of times it's managers who are making these calls and why the teams are so screwed up. But the fact that they don't have any backlog, like one sprint out that the product owner, my question is, what is the product owner doing for 8 hours a day? I don't know. Maybe nothing. I don't know. Maybe they should dispose. I'll be honest with you, if I was a manager, maybe I get rid of the team. Maybe I don't. This is the business side of me too. If we don't have enough work for the team and my business can't supply it, sooner or later you get rid of the team. Sorry. It's the way it works, right? There's probably other teams that aren't as busy. Maybe you take their work. And this is where the cross-training comes from on a train. If other teams are over capacity and they can't meet their goal, then that work should go to the other team, right? And it should all be there. It should be in there. Anyway, that's what I got for today, Saturday, 14 minutes into it. Ring the little bell if you like our show. Hope you all do well today and enjoy your weekend. Have some fun with some family. And take care. Bye now. See ya. Take care. See ya.